1.4
Most people are terrified of wild animals like bears, wolves and lions. However, Sam Hanover and his wife Terry have lived with wolves in the wild and actually live in a wolf pack for 5 or 6 hours every day. They have also written a book about their experience called The Wolf, My Brother. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So, first of all, you have lived with wolves in the wild. Were these already used to humans on a preserve or in a zoo? Or were they really wild wolves?
They were really wild wolves. A group of researchers was tracking them, but the researchers didn't interact with the wolves.
So how did you get involved?
I was actually on the research team initially, but we just weren't getting anywhere. After a few months, I told the others, if we really want to know something about wolves, we've got to ask the wolves.
And did they think you were crazy?
Yes, pretty much. But in those 3 months, I had come to really love the wolves, and I wanted to learn about them to help them. So I decided to join the pack.
And how does one join a wolf pack?
Well, there isn't really a manual for this, but I knew about wolf behaviour, so I approached the pack as any other wolf would, made the right sounds and exhibited the right behaviour, and they accepted me. I ate what they ate, slept where they slept, basically joined their family.
And how long did this go on?
I stayed there full time for about a year, but then decided that I needed to be around other humans again. It was amazing to be away from humans for a year, though.
You didn't see any humans for a year?
I saw the other researchers from time to time, but I couldn't go over and talk about sports or anything like that. I had to stay with my pack. So essentially, no, I didn't interact with humans for a year. I learnt a lot about myself, though. I learned from the wolves, too.
What did you learn?
I learned about loyalty. Wolves will literally die for the good of their pack. They take care of every wolf in the pack. There is no individualism. They're all working for the good of the group. I learned how selfish I am, really.
Wow, I suppose we all are, in a sense.
I suppose we are. I also had to confront my own demons in my mind. Living out in the wild, I'm living as a wolf, but my brain is still human. With all that time sitting around in the forest, you get to thinking. I had to face some fears, some things from my past, things I had done. We all have things we'd rather not think about, and with a busy modern life, we don't really have to. When you're out all alone, you have to think about these things. So I learned about myself.
I have one last question that I think a lot of listeners have, so I hope you're not offended. Are you crazy?
I think I am a bit, but I also think we all are to some extent. I know not everyone will live with wolves for a year or even spend an entire year alone, but maybe after reading my book, some people may be encouraged to take some time alone, maybe an hour, maybe a day, maybe a week, and really think about their lives. I really encourage people to do that.
All right. Thank you, Sam. The book is The Wolf, My Brother by Sam and Terry Hanover.